Recording in progress.
Good Thursday morning, beloved. And it's wonderful to be able to begin my morning together with you in God's Word. Today we are in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And here David offers a song of praise as the Ark of the Covenant is brought to Jerusalem. His song incorporates portions of Psalm 105 and 106. This song recounts God's promises and miraculous deeds and affirms God's faithfulness and sovereignty. The reading concludes with a description of the manner in which worship duties were assigned among the priests and worship leaders in Jerusalem and Gibeon. And God's saving word for us so far this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin reading 1 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning at verse 8. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim His greatness, tell the nations what He has done. Sing praise to the Lord, tell the wonderful things He has done. Be glad that we belong to Him, let all who worship Him rejoice. Go to the Lord for help and worship Him continually. You descendants of Jacob, God's servant, descendants of Israel, whom God chose, remember the miracles that God performed and the judgments that He gave. The Lord is our God. His commands are for all the world. Never forget God's covenant, which He made to last forever. The covenant He made with Abraham, the promise He made to Isaac. The Lord made a covenant with Jacob, one that will last forever. I will give you the land of Canaan, He said. It will be your own possession. God's people were few in number, strangers in the land of Canaan. They wandered from country to country, from one kingdom to another. But God let no one oppress them. To protect them, He warned the kings, "Do not harm my chosen servants. Do not touch my prophets. Sing to the Lord, all the world. Proclaim every day the good news that He has saved us. Proclaim His glory to the nations, His mighty deeds to all the people. The Lord is great and is to be highly praised. He is to be honored more than all the gods. The gods of all other nations are only idols. But the Lord created the heavens. Glory and majesty surround Him. Power and joy fill His temple. Praise the Lord, all people of earth. Praise His glory and might. Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bring an offering and come into His temple. Bow down before the Holy One when He appears. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The earth is set firmly in place and cannot be moved. Be glad, earth and sky. Tell the nations that the Lord is King. Roar, sea, and every creature in you. Be glad, fields, and everything in you. The trees in the woods will shout for joy when the Lord comes to rule the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, because He is good. His love is eternal. Say to Him, "Save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us together. Rescue us from the nations so that we may be thankful and praise Your holy name." Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Praise Him now and forever. Then all the people said, "Amen," and praise the Lord. King David put Asaph and the other Levites in permanent charge of the worship that was to be held at the place where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. They were to perform their duties there day by day. Obed-Edom, son of Jeduthun, and 68 men of his clan were to assist them. Josa and Obed-Edom were in charge of guarding the gates. Zadok, the priest, and his fellow priests, however, were in charge of the worship of the Lord at the place of worship in Gibeon. Every morning and every evening, they were to burn sacrifices whole on the altar in accordance with what was written in the law which the Lord gave to Israel. There with them were Haman and Jeduthun and the others who were specifically chosen to sing praises to the Lord for His eternal love. Heman and Jeduthun also had charge of the trumpets and the cymbals and the other instruments which were played when the songs of praise were sung. The members of Jeduthun's clan were in charge of guarding the gates. Then everyone went home, and David went home to spend some time with his family. And today's key verse is 1 Chronicles 16:13, where it is written, "Give thanks to the Lord, because He is good. His love is eternal." Oh my goodness, beloved, when God's people start doing things God's way, all the blessings just pour. Look at how the whole nation was blessed because of their total obedience to God and His Word. Boy, if we could ever have that in our lifetime, just think what life would be like on this earth when we all come into total obedience to God's Word. That will happen. That will happen someday. But just align our lives with the Word of God and expect His blessings to flow. Amen? Let's pray. With my whole heart, I give thanks to You, Lord God, and I proclaim Your greatness and all the wonderful things You have done. I come before You rejoicing, and I praise Your holy and glorious name. Your love is eternal, and Your kingdom is forever. Amen. Oh, that brings our Thursday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 105. It's a psalm that describes God's faithfulness, not only to His children some, 3,000 years ago, 2,800 years ago, but also to us here today, His faithfulness to His children. Amen? May God richly bless you. I mean, not just a little bit. I mean, not just the crumbs under the table type of a blessing. I pray that God will bless you according to His Word with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Until tomorrow, beloved, God bless.